What's going on? What's going on, world? What's going on? Big on Triple X, man. Back at it one more time. Back at it one more time. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Father God, thank you for this evening. Father God, I thank you for everything that you have allowed me to do and become and conquer. Father God, I pray for myself. I pray for my wife and family, our kids and grandkids. Father God, I pray for my neighbors, my friends, my co-workers. Father God, I pray for everything that's going about in my life. But Father God, what I pray against is evildoers and iniquities, people that plot against not just me, but against other people, smile in your face, Father God, and they talk about you behind your back. I'm talking about those people, Father God. Father God, I pray that whatever devices that they set up, Father God, that they fall on their own devices, Father God, and that they be rerouted back to them in 100-fold. Father God, I ask right now that you keep me and whomever you have, Father God, which should be all your children, protected in Jesus' name. Spiritually, Father God, physically, Father God, mentally, Father God, sociably, Father God, I ask that you keep us protected by the blood and comfort in your name. See, Father God, I know for myself that I have many enemies, Father God. I have many people, Father God, that may wish worse on me more than what I even and ever thought of. But Father God, I pray that you open the eyes to the ones that struggling to find the good. Father God, I pray right now that you keep me protected from those evil backbiters, Father God, that I already have discernment of. Father God, I pray right now that you keep me cloaked with your wisdom, with your spirit, Father God, with your blood, Father God, with the blood of the Lamb. I ask that you protect me. Because, Father God, I have said in my shows and many shows, Father God, it's a spiritual warfare. It's a fight, Father God. It's a prayer. It's a prayer, Father God. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be praying. We're going to be fighting, Father God. We're going to be battling that enemy in your name. Oh, no, we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up by a long shot. See, we don't care what you say. See, God's calling and man's timing is different. God's calling and man's timing is different. See, man don't have say-so when God has say-so. See, you can mumble and talk all you want and say whatever you want to say, but see, you're not realizing that God has the final say-so. So if you're displeased at what happened, that means you're displeased with God's decision. And you have so much to talk about, and you have so much to say. But see, when you point the finger, remember, three-pointing back at you, so you're just as guilty. Amen. But Father God, I thank you on this day. I'm going to have patience on this day, Father God. I'm going to have a focus on this day in this prayer. Because, Father God, this is a powerful prayer, and I know it's a powerful prayer. Because, see, Father God, you give me the vision to see my enemies. You give me the vision, Father God, to trampede over my enemies. See, Father God, you set me at an angle so I can see the complete version of my enemies. And, Father God, I know who they are, they know who they are, and I know who you are. See, your page peepers. You go on the page and you look and you peep, then you keep going. Surprise, God still has me here. God still has me here. And I want to say thank you, Father God, on this day. I want to say, bless your name on this day. Because see, we are all children of God. We're all great. No one person is better than the other person. See, we need to start utilizing our craft for all mankind and stop figuring when somebody should get promoted, or this person is better than that person, or this person should be here and this person should be there. Your opinion and what you say don't mean a hill of being, because God created you. And you can fall at any time. So I don't listen to man. I listen to God. And whatever God tells me, that's what I do. And when God places people in my life to move, that's how I move, because God told me to move that way. I thank you on this day, Father God. I praise your name on this day. See, you got so many people, Father God, that smile in your face and laugh behind your back, and they have stabbed you and stabbed you and stabbed you. But see, I'm here to say that you're stabbing your own blessing. You're knocking your own blessing. You're setting your own self up for failure. See, it don't matter what you say about me. You can talk about me, have your opinion all you want. See, I'm a praying man and I'm a man of God. I may not be perfect in your eyesight, but God see a righteousness in me. And that's all that matters. So it don't matter, because the same God that you serve, I serve. And guess what? The same God that created you, he created me as well. And that person that beside you. So stop thinking that you're better than people. Stop thinking that you don't have to listen to people. Time and experience don't mean a hill of beans. But I'm here to tell you today that God is watching everything you do. God is watching everything you say. And you better be slow and you better be careful about how you move. Because remember, it's going to come back around to you. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. No harm. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. The same way he promoted David, that old skinny, ruddy kid, he'll promote anyone, including you. I thank you, Father God, on this day. I praise your name on this day. I honor your name on this day. Because, see, Father God, know this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because this is the power of prayer. And I'm here to fight and grind and pray and give myself to you, Father God, because I know you're going to protect me. When all else fails, the people who I used to laugh and talk with, that I work with, I see on a daily basis, I'm covering and saturating myself in the blood of Jesus, because I know that's who has me. And it don't matter what you say. You can voice your opinion all you want. You can be mad all you want. It's going to be a spiritual warfare, and I'm not scared. And I'm going to keep praying every day. Make you madder and madder. Every day, I'm going to keep praying. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. I just want to tell you all today is... Stop all the slick talk. Stop all the two-facedness. Stop acting like things in the field, talking and having your opinion about somebody. Your opinion don't even matter. What you say don't even matter. And believe it or not, I will really tell you in your face that it don't matter. But see, you ain't man or woman enough to let me know that you said it. But you go and ribble and ramble and rumble and talk to the next person instead of talking to Big Unk, Triple X. See, I'm the person you need to be telling that to. But see, you won't tell it to me, because see, I tell it back to you. Oh, yeah. See, God created a king here. He ain't created a knight. He created a king, a conqueror, a chameleon. That's who God created. Oh, yeah. See, that stuff don't get you nowhere. All the little throwing the rock and hiding your hand based on your opinion. You think you're right. You think you can read people. You got vision. You can see this. You can see that. Well, then if that's the case, put it to use for your own good instead of putting it to use against somebody just to prove yourself right. And then you don't get nothing out of it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Everything you do is not always right. That's why when God calls you, man's timing don't mean nothing. Everything will always be in God's calling. And God's calling trumps man's timing. It trumps it every time. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that God is a God of timing. There is an appointed time for everything. There is an appointed time for everything. And there is a time for every event under heaven. There's an appointed time, and then there's a time for every event under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us that we need to understand the timings and seasons God ordains for our lives, ministries, cities, and nations. So whatever happened to you is already ordained in your life because it's God's timing. It's not man's timing. It's God's timing. That's why I tell you, man's timing don't even matter. Man's timing don't even matter. Even if man got control, God will fix it where that man don't have no choice but to choose that man because it's God's timing. It's not man's timing. Better quit thinking you're right about everything. Because you're not. According to God, you're not right about everything. In Habakkuk 2:3 tells us that for still the vision awaits its appointed time. The vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It surely will come. It will not delay. That's why you have to have patience. Because everything is going to come in an appointed time. Habakkuk 2:3. I'm going to read this again. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. It seems slow. Wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Everything has its appointed time. So I don't worry about you haters, man. I don't worry about it. But what I am telling you is that I got God on my side. And the same God I serve is the same God you serve. And God is on your side too. See, I pray. I'm a praying man. And I give my thanks and my fruits to God. I give my love and honor and respect to God. And you should do the same. Maybe you can change your mindset. Because your mindset is off the charts. Isaiah, this is a powerful one to me. Isaiah 40:31, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall not mount up with wings like eagles. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So when God renew your strength, everything you hoped and asked for is going to happen for you. Habakkuk 2:3 tells us that. It says, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It surely will come. It will not delay. Everything has its appointed time. God's calling and man's calling is different. You can look at something and say, well, this person going to be here this time and this person going to be here this time. That's what you say. But that ain't what God said. And what you say don't override God because God created you. And it ain't like anybody or whomever ain't never been in that position before. We all leaders. We all men and women of God. So what make you more greater than the next person? You ain't no better than the next person. You ain't. So what make you think you are? Give me one good reason, and I respect that. Until then, I don't. I respect what God say. I don't respect what you say. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." I just told you that. God's timing and man's timing, completely different. Better read and study the word for yourself and study other things that God has to offer you. You'll be surprised that life you live in may not be the life you're supposed to be living. It's deeper than what you think. Limitations chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. It says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Have patience. Wait for God. Wait for God. I'm going to read you two more. A powerful one is going to be my last one. In Genesis, it says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son." If Sarah gave a son in a late age, what make you think anything is too hard for God to bless another man or another woman? And this is my famous verse because I live by it today. It's on the wall, but I'm reading it out of the book too. Psalms 46 and 10. It said, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. And that's all the faith you need. Stop being fake. Stop talking about people. Stop throwing the rock and hiding your hand, thinking you're better than people. Stop all that. Stop all that crap. Put God first and love one another. Take care of God first and God can take care of you. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Bless your name on this day, Father God. I thank you for this message, Father God. I thank you for this powerful message, Father God. I thank you for allowing me to deliver this message. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here one more time, one more again in your name. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. We appreciate everything you do. We're humble, Father God, and we're happy, Father God, and we're thankful for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So listen, this same video you are seeing right now, go to YouTube, click on my video, and hit the subscribe button. This same video you can see on my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, click on the video, and hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to the channel. Big Unc Triple X. God loves you. I love you. Peace.